This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Dan Gore, attorney at law. Non-law office, address on file. Once again, this goes to Dan Gore, attorney at law. Mr. Gore, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Robert Hammonds, please note the following medical letter, period. Robert is R-O-B-E-R-T, Hammonds, H-A-M-M-O-N-D-S. On September 12th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed several hundred pages of medical records, comma. As well as taking the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 69-year-old male, height 5'11" tall, weight 191 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a severe automobile accident on or about September 27, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. He was driving a vacation trailer for delivery, period. He was going south, pulling a camper when another vehicle came across the road, forcing the collision, period. Airbags were deployed, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was unconscious. He was jerked, period. Approximately 1 hour later, he had pain in his chest, comma, head, comma, hips, comma, right leg, comma, and right knee, period. He had severe bruising on his chest, period. He noticed upon awakening that his chest was flip-flopping with an abnormal beat. He also had shortness of breath, period. Despite adequate treatment, he continues to have chest pain, and his atrial fibrillation was resolved after the hospitalization, period. Despite treatment, the patient continues to have chest pain and anxiety, period. The chest pain is intermittent, occurring approximately 8 hours per day. It is sharp and excruciating, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain is worse with exertion, period. He does experience general anxiety that has been much worse since this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that the next day he was seen by his family doctor. He had an EKG and was informed that he was in atrial fibrillation and that this would be taken care of down the road as the inflammation and bruising improves, period. He returned to his family doctor to set up an ablation, and he ultimately did have an ablation that worked, period. He was given anxiety medications. However, he went into congestive heart failure with shortness of breath, chest pain, and atrial fibrillation, and the ambulance took him to Mercy Hospital in Washington, Missouri, period. He was admitted for approximately 4 days, put on medicine, and then released to home, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living reveal that the more activities he does, the more nitroglycerin is required, comma. He has problems with shortness of breath, comma. He has fatigue with most activities, comma, and anxiety, period. New paragraph, medications include several heart medicines, comma, hypertensive medications, comma, anxiety medications, comma, and diuretics, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes medicines for his heart and anxiety, as well as over-the-counter analgesics, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, and hyperlipidemia, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for right hip replacement, comma, right knee replacement, comma, and a second heart ablation related to this automobile accident, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his chest in the past, period. He did have atrial fibrillation that occurred 10 years prior without a triggering event, period. He did have his first ablation with success and no reoccurrence until this automobile accident, period. The patient has never had severe anxiety in the past, only minor episodes, period. The patient has not had prior automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph, his occupation is that he is a retired hauler of cars, period. New paragraph. As I mentioned, I reviewed several hundred pages of medical records. Would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Records from the emergency room department, Mercy Hospital, Washington Emergency Department, September 28, 2021, states, presents with complaints of headache, comma, neck pain, comma, chest pain, comma, right hip pain, and right knee pain, status post MBA yesterday, period. Patient was restrained driver traveling 60 miles per hour when another vehicle pulled out in front of him, causing him to T-bone the other vehicle, period. Positive airbag deployment, period. No ejection, period. Possible head trauma, period. Also in the notes, it states the patient states he feels like he is going to be sick and I do not throw up normally, period. On physical examination, they documented several abnormalities, including scattered abrasions and ecchymosis, period. Their clinical impressions was MVA, comma, injury to the head, comma, cervical strain, comma, chest wall contusions, comma, acute right hip pain, comma, acute pain of the right knee, comma, and atrial fibrillation, period. Another note from Mercy Hospital, Washington, states he was admitted November 5th, 2021, and discharged November 9th, 2021. Admitting diagnosis was heart failure and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. The records go into the treatment, period. Another set of records from Washington University in St. Louis, December 3rd, 2021, states 67-year-old male who presents for second opinion regarding chronic chest pain, period. The patient has been experiencing chest pain for over a year, period. He had a motor vehicle accident in September 21 that worsened his symptoms, period. The patient informed me that ever since he had a motor vehicle accident in September 2021, he has been struggling with dyspnea on exertion and chest discomfort, period. Assessment and plan. His symptoms are probably multifactorial, and they state dyspnea on exertion and fatigue, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of September 27th, 2021 were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. His hospitalization for approximately 4 days was definitely caused by this automobile accident in the ensuing atrial fibrillation period. The delay in that hospitalization was necessary due to the bruising and inflammation needing to be subdued and improved prior to the ablation. Not prior to the ablation, prior to the hospitalization period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are, number one, severe chest trauma, comma, contusions, comma, and abrasions, period. Number two, atrial fibrillation caused by diagnosis number one above. Number three, head trauma resolved. Number four, cervical strain resolved. Number five, right hip trauma and pain resolved. Next number, right knee trauma and pain resolved. Next number, anxiety aggravation, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of September 27, 2021, period. New paragraph, at this time I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, utilizing Table 3-1, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment as a result of this chest pain and trauma, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing medications, analgesics, and anti-inflammatories at an estimated cost of $85 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will be much more vulnerable and susceptible to future cardiac problems as a result of the severe chest trauma, period. The patient obviously had underlying coronary artery disease and cardiac disease, but this automobile accident has certainly aggravated the situation and condition, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal end of dictation.